Welcome to Season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
Welcome to a really special edition of the podcast. I have a returning guest yet again, and this is actually extra special because not only are we recording this, we are using a microphone.
Very exciting technology.
What kind of microphone are we using?
We are using the Samson G-Track condenser microphone. Is that what it's called?
It's impressive.
Condensed milk microphone.
It sits on a little stand, and we're both talking to a microphone, so you, me, us is actually going professional. It's pretty serious. Why don't you talk about what you came on to talk about last time and what we're going to be following through with?
So I'm actually doing part two of my part one, which was basically the Fuck the Babies podcast.
You'll recall the Fuck the Babies one. Not a literal Fuck the Babies. It was really more about don't date younger.
Yes. And since having recorded that,
Well, let's stop right here for a second. let's just recap for people. Basically, the thing was that my special guest here did not want to date younger because she'd recently gone through a string of younger men. And they had all disappointed her mainly for the reasons that they didn't know what they wanted to do with their lives.
Yes.
What happened subsequently after we made this podcast?
I was a complete hypocrite and actually ended up dating the youngest man I've ever dated.
What was the age difference?
Somewhere between 7 and 8 years. Yeah. I'm basically mod. So now I got to redo this podcast because obviously prior to that, dating this young man, I went through somewhat of a transformation and got to the point where I was open to dating someone that young and felt the need to repod this because I think my perspective has changed considerably. So I'm here to present the other side.
Date the babies.
Date the babies.
Okay. Now, you want to date the baby. So, I mean, you know, you clearly have a lot to say about it, so go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say date the babies, but I think in general, what I learned from this, you know, whole process. First of all, let me just say, when I recorded the first part to this topic, I was in a very angry place, and obviously I'd been very hurt. So it's no surprise that that was my perspective then, right? We try to come up with these absolute rules to protect ourselves from getting in similar situations because on some level, we want to believe that we can, you know, just set parameters and then we can protect ourselves by having those in place. But since then, through not only a series of like my own realizations, but also watching other people's relationships and seeing how my perspective on their relationships has kind of evolved, I realized that in the end, relationships shouldn't have absolutes at all because, you know, I've definitely been judgmental about other people and their relationships in the past. And then, you know, and then after having been a complete hypocrite, realized that, you know, it just really depends on where people are in their lives. And sometimes the most atypical relationships or most frowned upon relationships or whatever the case may be just might be what that person needs at the time.
No, that's good to know where you came from, but I think what we need to explore here is dating younger and so much younger. Now, yeah. Like what were some of the good things and some of the bad things, some of the challenges?
Sure.
How did you meet them even? Just anything that sort of relates to the age factor.
Okay. Well, in terms of the age factor, I think he was probably light years more mature than I was at his age. And I am light years more immature than most people my age. So we met at a club.
Amen.
And, you know, it's a strange thing. I mean, I don't think that I dated him because I was in a midlife crisis or quarter life or whatever the thing was. I genuinely dated him because I thought he was a super cool individual. And had he not been a super cool individual, I don't think that I would have been willing or able to kind of bend those age lines. Because
when did his age come up?
That first night that we met, And yeah, again, I really don't, and I had to think really hard about this and had to get to know him before I decided that that was not going to be a deal breaker, because normally it absolutely would have been.
Did you disclose how old you were to him?
Not at first, but probably the second time we hung out, I told him, just, you know, out of fairness to him, obviously.
What was his reaction? Or your reaction?
I was quite nervous about telling him, but his reaction was that as long as what was more important is that we got along as people, and that age really wasn't a factor here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then some of the sort of the positives, the things that you had told me that were really great about dating younger. Because, you know, traditionally, it's for women, it's taboo. And to date younger is sort of seen as, wow, like, what is she doing? Even though on some levels it's like a nice cougar-esque sort of thing. But there's some positives that you found.
Yes.
About your own experience.
I mean, it's strange. I guess I was living the stereotype. I mean, you date someone younger and, my God, you absolutely feel younger. And this particular individual that I was dating was just, I mean, he was bursting with life to begin with. I mean, he has a very outstanding personality and very charismatic. So just being around him and being around his world and just his friends, also, they're all about community and all these things that I really am pro. So, yeah, hanging out with him really made me feel alive. I mean, I know that sounds really cliche, but in a sense, he was my teenage dream.
Well, when you say teenage, that's actually very funny, because he's grown. He's a grown man.
Like, yeah, he was a man.
He wasn't a teenager. Let's be clear. This was legal.
It was, oh yeah, let's be clear. Beyond legal, yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble here. and this is also something that a lot of movies have sort of covered. You know, Stella got her groove back. Younger man.
Okay.
Eat, love, pray, younger man. You know, this is something that if we were actually smart, we would predict this for you. Wouldn't you say?
You know, I could have never predicted that I would actually, you know, be in this situation. And if it wasn't me, I absolutely probably would have frowned upon it. I mean, but that's what I'm saying is you just don't know until you're really there. And I mean, it was very short lived, but, I'm kind of glad that on some level I am able to say I know what that's all about. You know, the whole, I've experienced it once. I think once for me was enough, and I don't think that I would probably do that again. But having done it once, I get it. And I see. I feel like I gained a life experience out of that that I otherwise would just have no clue about.
What did your friends and family say?
My family was, you know, not totally enthusiastic about the idea. Mostly just because, you know, I think they didn't want me to be hurt and, you know, just wanting to make sure that I wasn't investing something that would potentially get, you know, end up in a broken heart down the line. Because obviously
You concerned about that?
Sure. I mean, I definitely approached it much differently than I would most relationships or dating or whatever the case may be. Because, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of obstacles in the way there. And also part of it in a strange kind of creepy motherly way. I mean, there were,
you kept him at the bed at night.
No, but I mean, you know, I mean, I'm protecting my best interest, but at the same time, it's like, he was such a cool individual. It's like, I also wanted to protect his interests. So I wasn't trying to rob him of his youth or like trying to make him grow up earlier by having more, like, I probably did not have the same expectations of him as I would for a man that is my age or older, because I would never want to put him in those shoes where I'm taking something away from him, from his youth or whatever the case may be. I sound so creepy right now.
I mean, you took something from him. Hang on one moment. I mean, so those are some of the good things. I mean, we can only imagine some of the bad things. I guess the bad things is that I would feel like perhaps dating so young, did you feel like there's a gap? I mean, you had said that music was really great for you because you guys bonded over that.
Yeah, actually music was our was probably the one thing that was fueling our relationship, and how we really, really connected, I think, on a much deeper level.
What about pop culture or books or reference to things in the past?
You know, I'll be perfectly frank. He was probably more he was probably more cultured than I am. Okay. So as, even though he was younger, I mean, he was more traveled. He was maybe, you know, more well versed with literature, culture, you know, all those things, art. So it worked out. So I didn't feel necessarily that I was so much older than him in all regards. It was just, you know, certain things.
What made you feel older?
You know, strangely enough, hanging out with his guy friends was absolutely a riot, and it was so fun. But when I hung out with girls his age, that's when it really hit me.
AKA the competition?
No, not even competition. I mean, just hanging out with his friends, girlfriends, that's when it really struck me. Like, the age really struck me. It was, I don't know what that's all about, but younger girls are much younger.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would argue that, yes, girls around their age seem tremendously young, usually.
Yeah.
So, was there sort of an expectation? Did he ever say, like, oh, like, how much do you guys think of the future? Because this seems like something on the face of it that there's no future here. However, is that something you guys were aware of or not aware of? Or you guys thought maybe there would be a future here?
I think at first you're a little swept away by the moment and by this new person. And maybe even just the fact that we were able to get along so well and we were so compatible despite the age difference. Maybe you think that you can, I don't know, just that you, if you can overcome the age thing initially because you have such a strong connection, then it almost tricks you into thinking, oh, maybe more that there could be a future. But it was always at the forefront of our minds. And I made that clear at the beginning that that it was at the forefront of my mind. And I think it was a concern that we kept at the surface. And, you know, eventually the age thing was what, you know, made us decide that we probably shouldn't be dating anymore.
Did you guys celebrate any birthdays together?
No.
Did you guys, I mean, okay, for example, when I hang out with younger people, I really get along with them. I think they're so awesome. I think when I interact with people who are so much younger than me, I find them to be much smarter than I ever was at that age. Mm. Also much more fun and
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely, yeah.
But at the same time, also just sort of, I'm like, you guys are such kids. Like, there's so much life you have left to do. You have this to do, that to do. Like, that's kind of the feeling I always sort of have.
No, I actually didn't feel like that with him as friends at all, because they were just such incredible human beings. Like, worlds more, way more cool and way more everything than I was at the age. And maybe, again, even at this age, they probably surpassed me in a lot of areas.
Sounds like you just don't think highly enough of yourself.
I mean, obviously, you know, I have a lot of time on him, so I've accomplished more. But I mean, I was super impressed. And I think one key characteristic that I would want for myself in every relationship is just to be with someone that pushes me or opens my eyes or helps me feel liberated from something. And they absolutely did that for me. I say they because it was more like I was dating a community. I was like dating a different world when I was dating him.
It takes a village.
It was a village, but it was a great village.
It sort of sounds like part of you would be open to doing that again.
No, that I think that's just the thing. It's like it was a beautiful short little blip. And I'm glad I can say that I have that under my life belt of experience. But what I don't think I would do it again. I mean, you know, maybe if I was older, the age difference of 8 years might be minimized. But at my age, dating someone who's like 7-8 years younger, I mean, there's definitely an element where I feel a little creepy. I mean, there were times where I was like, I am creepy.
When I date somebody 10 years younger than me, are you going to judge me? because now you have this experience. Are you going to judge me like our other friends would?
Well, this is the lesson that I learned. I mean, from this, everything, all, you know, this is basically my moral of this podcast is basically that we can never judge other people and we can never judge ourselves for the relationships that we get into. Not to say, you know, and I'm such a hypocrite even saying that because obviously easier said than done. But for the most part, I just realized that in that particular circumstance, from the outside, that is the worst idea in the world. And it ended up being one of the funnest things I've done in terms of my dating.
You keep on saying fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Does that imply dating men your age or older is not fun?
Not fun like this, no. I mean,
because it brings you back, or because men our age, your age, aren't as fun anymore? Like, what is going on here?
I mean, it's a mixture of a lot of things. You know, part of it's probably just that he was a fun person. So maybe it had nothing to do 35? With age. If he was 35, he would still be freaking fun. I mean, if he was doing the same things that we did, like the activities that we did together were way more fun. Or he had, you know, he was just so fresh. You know, his perspective on things were so, I mean,
he hasn't been beaten down by life like the rest of us. He hasn't suffered and been crushed by, Yeah.
So, he was able to appreciate simple things, and that was really great. Something as simple as driving down the coast with the, you know, the top down. I mean, just, it was just exhilarating in a lot of ways where, you know, working men are stressed out, they're grumpy, they're whatever, and it was just different.
Carefree.
Carefree, absolutely carefree.
I mean, he's carefree because he's young.
He doesn't have anything to worry about, true. But yeah, going back to the moral is that the story is just that, yeah, you just never know. You never know. I mean, it probably sounded like a terrible idea. I think everyone around me was being kind, but secretly, you know, holding their breath around the situation. But it ended up being awesome, and I think totally added something to where I was and shed light on a lot of different things for me. So I'm happy that I did it.
In the last podcast, you referenced a lot that don't date younger because younger men don't know what they're going to do with their lives. They're going to go through a quarter life crisis. In this young man's case, in theory, that would happen in a few years.
Yes.
And that was your biggest concern about dating young, is that, you know, guys in their mid-20s, even late-20s, they're about to go through some sort of crisis or something. And so you said, avoid these men.
Yes. Which, again, is another, you know, I'm coming back saying that there's no such thing as absolute. I mean, but from a realistic standpoint, obviously, had this relationship gone in a very serious direction, you know, most likely it wouldn't have ended up very favorably for me. So I can't say that there's no logic in, you know, not dating or dating, not dating, yeah, younger men. But it doesn't mean that you can't date them casually or date them and see where it goes. But yeah. I can't disagree with the fact that the chances are not, you know, going to be in your favor.
What kind of person would you recommend dating younger for?
What do you mean?
Like someone just came out of a breakup? Somebody looking to look for a little fun in their life? What kind of person would you prescribe a younger man or woman for?
Oh, I see. You know what? I would most recommend it to someone who is kind of, I think you have to be pretty secure, strangely enough. You have to be secure in yourself to know what you're getting yourself into, to know what the plausible outcomes are going to be, to know not to lose yourself right off the bat. I mean, I think it was good for me because I was, in a strange kind of way, because I was so jaded, it was like I could just accept, you know, enjoy it for face value, but know that on some level, like, there are other things I should be aware of. Or even something as simple as, like, oh, you know, he hasn't been, like you said, crushed by life experiences yet. So he's got this very idealistic idea of relationships, or he's very romantic in his thinking or romantic in his planning. And as an older, you know, person, having gone through all those really terrible times, like, I know not to buy into those things because essentially it's an illusion. So, like, you have to know, I'm not saying you have to be jaded, But you have to know yourself. You have to know, like, have your bearings, because it would be very easy to get swept up by those fantasies otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I feel like what I would love to happen next time is that when you return for part three, is that you date older and come back with some market research there.
Oh, that would be interesting. Only, yeah.
I mean, I think it would be a really good comparison point. I also feel like that what my, I guess my point with him was that you had said that he was really good looking and like hot. So now how much of a factor is, like, if you're going to date, if you can go that far out of your norm to date 8 years younger, he better be 8 points hotter. Would you agree?
Or I mean,
that not a factor?
It was absolutely a factor. I mean, he was, yeah, I mean, it's a hot little thing.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, when men date younger women, a lot of times they're like, they pick these women that are like, wow, they're hot because they can show them the world and, you know, whatever. Because that's sort of the trope, is that you're dating these hot young things.
Yeah.
And so for you, would you recommend that? Like, if you're going to date young, up your standards.
Oh.
You know, like, don't just pick out any young person.
No, no. I mean, if you're going to date young, it better be worth it.
Okay.
It better be worth it. And, you know, I really went into the attitude that I was just going to go in it for fun. And maybe that's why it was that much more carefree and that much more.
This is not a fling. We have had many friends who've flung around with younger people. Not a big deal, like a quick weekend fling, whatever. Like, this was dating.
Yes, we dated.
The situation
for a short, month.
Well,
but
whatever, maybe. I mean, a month in his life is, you know, like 1/132nd of his time, whereas for us, it's 1/1000th. So it's probably to him like 8 years, like dog years. But yeah. So next time you come back, perhaps some research.
Oh.
In the other direction.
I welcome it. I welcome that. I'm dating older men.
So we'll take your single self to Supplantation and see what we can troll up there, maybe.
All right, it's a deal.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me again.
Pleasure.